Nevertheless, you don't have to have an Airstream to join this tin can tourist. And I've been on several of their rallies and several of their caravans, real active group, just called out of the blue sky and said, look, Bert, we want to give you some money to go on that caravan. I said, thank you very much. We've had sponsorship coming from unsolicited sponsorship, i.e., the magazine that's called Airstream Life has called and said, gee, we'd like to give you a year's worth of half-page advertisement to advertise your caravan as an adventure for people who have a trailer and see if we can't stimulate more interest in this group. It's just coming from fantastic fans, the people that make a fan that you put up on the roof of your trailer, has called and said, yeah, we'd like to give you 25 new fantastic fans to put on our trailers. And I said, you know what? The ad will be Fantastic Fans replaces air conditioners in Africa. And because the voltage down there is so different, they have the 250 volts and we have 110. So really anything that we have can't really utilize that 220. So we're going to take the air conditioners off to reduce the size of the trailer as well as replacing them with a 12-volt fan that goes up in the roof. But if it rains, it automatically closes itself, has a rain sensor. And I spoke to the lady that said, yeah, we'd love to make those donations. When do you want them? And I said, well, keep them for about a year, please. But we'll be calling you in about a year because this caravan is still yet 2 years out. And we're making all these plans now so that there won't be any surprises at a later date.
Okay. Well, I'd like to offer up anyone who hears the show that wants to make some kind of contribution or donation to get in contact with you, Bert.
Okay.
Do you have an email address or something that you want to give out? Or we can...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. My personal email address, my wife's name is Dot, D-O-T. So my email address is Dot, D-O-T. My last name is Kalett, K-A-L-E-T, at Juno.com. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, there you go.
Billette at Juno.com. All lowercase letters, and that'll fly.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, Tim, I got one other question.
Okay.
Back in 1959, there were real young kids that went on the caravan and all the way up to, I believe there was somebody in their 80s. How about the 2009? How are you looking as far as age difference?
Okay, yeah. Thank you for asking. Do you know that we have 8 children scheduled to go with us on the northbound trip? What lucky kids. Can you believe that they're going to get to see Africa? And it's just got to be exciting. Now, when I talked to the Airstream people, I said, you picture this, an Airstream trailer, a mother and a father and their 2 kids looking at a lion in the background. Now, that has got to be sensational. And because it is so international in scope, that this has got to be a world event, so to speak, to see that, look, there's still things going on that are really wonderful and educational, and let's just, you know, not think about bad things. Now, we're 2 years out. We have no idea what the social climate's going to be. We are very aware of any possible danger sites. We will work with the different consulates and the different ambassadors, making sure that when we enter their country, we want to know where not to go, where we can get security as needed to make sure that we just don't expose any of our people to what could be a danger site. And with that in mind, it will be a very, very safe trip.
Now, how long have you been planning this?
Okay, how much time will it take us to do the trip? Is that what you asked?
Well, when did you start planning this trip? I know it's got 2 years away.
Two and a half, maybe 3 years ago, mm-hmm. The idea was conceived to repeat the 50th anniversary, and I've been lucky enough to have gone on 2 other 50th anniversaries. We toured across Canada last year, and then in the year 2000, I led a caravan to the Panama Canal. Let me see if that date is right. That sounds like too long ago. But nevertheless, I led a caravan, January of 2001.